Welcome to ReachMD. This medical industry feature is titled Biomarker Predicts Response to BCMA CAR T-Cell Therapy in Multiple Myeloma, featuring Dr. Mateo Mejia Saldarriaga, an oncologist and hematologist at New York Presbyterian and Weill Cornell Medicine. This video is a production of New York Presbyterian with world-class doctors from Columbia and Weill Cornell Medicine.
Multiple myeloma, despite all the advances, it's still an incurable disease. CAR T has really revolutionized the field and has yielded unprecedented response rate and very prolonged responses, even in the most refractory patients. But we don't really have any prognostic factor or biomarker that will indicate which patient will respond better or which patient is at risk of earlier relapse. Our study really arises from a clinical observation. We had a patient receiving a CAR T product, and we noticed that around day 10, there was a very sudden and significant increase in the absolute lymphocyte count on a routine CBC. A few weeks later, we had another patient with a similar observation. We start thinking maybe this is more common than what we think, and we want to understand not only how common is it, but what is the clinical implication or usefulness of this phenomenon. We conducted a retrospective study. We had 156 patients with relapsed refractory myeloma treated with CAR T cell therapy, specifically BCMA CAR T. We measured the absolute lymphocyte count in a complete and routine CBC at day minus 5 and then on day 0 through 14. The results of the study show that this increase in ALC is very common amongst patients receiving BCMA CAR T. Importantly, patients who had a higher ALC, we call that ALC max, so in those first 14 days, had significantly improved progression-free survival. Patients with more than 1,000 had a median PFS of 30 months, whereas patients whose ALC was 500 or less had a median PFS of roughly 6 months. We're lucky to have Columbia as our partner in this study. We were able to develop and be able to analyze data in roughly 2 weeks that normally will take over 6 months. Here at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian, our goal is to leverage our findings in the multiple myeloma space and translate it to lymphoma and other malignancies in the hematological or oncological space to really benefit all the community that is affected by cancer.
If you missed any part of this discussion, or to find other programs in this series, visit reachmd.com/industry-feature. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.